We're going to turn our attention right now to State Senator Jay Costa, who is on the line, and want to congratulate him and talk a little bit about the film industry here in Pittsburgh. First and foremost, Senator Costa, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, thank you, Alice. Happy to be with you and your listeners.
It's always good talking with you no matter what. We've obviously had conversations that are pretty heavy duty. This is about the 2019 Steeltown Alley Awards that was presented. They were presented by PNC at the Rivers in Pittsburgh, and you were awarded the Impact Award. What exactly was that?
It was one of the two awards that Steeltown has put together that essentially recognizing someone who has had an impact on the arts and entertainment industry or arts and cultural community. And I was very fortunate to be recognized by them for the work we did. In this particular instance, working with the film office and some other folks to ensure that the appropriate tax credit was available to allow for the Mr. Rogers movie to be filmed here in Pennsylvania. There was a very strong possibility and very likely to leave Pennsylvania, have it filmed elsewhere. And myself and some others kind of activated a plan to ensure that we didn't allow that to happen.
You are my friend, and it could have been filmed, as you say, in another city, but we keep calling it the Mr. Rogers movie. I guess that's just us from Pittsburgh. But these incentives and the film office and all that goes with it, that is, in my estimation, not just essential to us getting the business, but essential to us getting the business and helping the economy.
Well, there's no question. By having a film tax credit here in Pennsylvania, and particularly it makes its way to Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, of course, as well, we do a number of good things. Certainly economic impact of the movies and the TV shows, and particularly the series that are filmed here, have a tremendous economic impact on our community. Folks are working in a variety of different ways. So it's a real bonus for our Commonwealth. And now we have work to do. Other states see what we've been doing. The benefit we have is that we've got a tremendous workforce who work in this industry and understand it very well and do good work and the work ethic, et cetera. So we are now competing with other states who now realize that they want to have film tax credits to entice these producers to come to there and make their shows. Some states are uncapping. We have a cap of $65 million in film tax credit. We have a far greater demand than that, and there's a conversation about either increasing it to $125 million, like other states are doing, or even having unlimited cap, which I think is probably the direction we need to go to in the future years. So there's some things we need to do to ensure that we have the continual repetitive movies and TV shows coming here. So that's what we need to do. But we're competing with other states, and it's a great economic generator for our region.
Senator Jay Costa, of course, Democrat Forest Hills on the radio. Senator, it's incredibly competitive. I mean, Atlanta in particular is on everybody's radar. And you're very fortunate to have Dawn Keyser directing the film. She's fantastic. Her passion, her knowledge, she just goes after it. You need her.
Oh, there's no question. In fact, Dawn was up in Harrisburg Monday. We had a meeting earlier this week in Harrisburg talking about the phone call she's received the last couple of days on folks who want to come to Pennsylvania and are hoping to be able to participate in the upcoming 2019-2020 film tax credits. And it's important to recognize, though, that what other states do and other social issues, for example, drive some of this conversation as well. When different things happen in different states, different types of legislation pass, producers sometimes and the folks who are working here may not want to work in a particular state for whatever reason, and they quickly call Pennsylvania to try to grab some piece of what we're doing. So we've got great competition not only with other states but also with the number of productions and TV shows and movies that want to be made here. It's difficult to make that choice because we simply don't have enough in credits. But Dawn, for the western part of the state, does a tremendous job managing that and is a really strong advocate. And we're working to try to convert the Cary Furniss site into one of the major movie and TV and sound studios in the country. So a lot of good things going on in that regard. He's at the forefront.
I'm really glad you touched into that because that it came on the radar here recently, and that would be fantastic. Very quickly, the climate in Harrisburg right now, it seems as if this has become a partisan issue, a political issue. You talked about hopefully at times, in time, having an open-ended thing. What's the climate like with respect to the film credits now?
I think they continue to be generally received okay, I guess. I mean, we continue to have to make the case that there is a strong economic impact in our communities, and people are working because of this. I do think, though, that it's always a battle on any tax credit. There are a number of folks in Harrisburg who believe that we should not be creating any more or expanding any of the tax credits that we have. We just have to get past the belief to get people to believe that these folks necessarily don't come to Pennsylvania or Western Pennsylvania in particular because we have great workforce. So there's other things you have to provide to make them come here because they've got great choices. As you mentioned, they've got states who are putting together a whole bunch of other tax credit programs to entice them to come there. So, I mean, the atmosphere and the environment is okay. We're going to continue to try to grow it. There is bipartisan support to grow it in the Senate. My colleague, Senator Tom Killian and Senator Wayne Fontana and myself are working on expanding it. But, certainly have to have the revenues to be able to do it. And that's what we'll continue to work to do.
Keep up the good work, Senator. I'll see you around.
Thanks, Alice. Talk to you soon, buddy.
You got it. All right. Always good talking with him. And also good to start the process with our spots and more right now.